Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 19 of the Bob Bloom Show, PHP Developer's Guide to PHP Servers and Serverless, Part 3, Further Prelude with Go. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP, published on the first of the month. My main focus is pairing PHP with serverless platforms. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at bobbloomshow.com, episode 19. This is the third episode of a series of my journey into PHP servers. Having spent many, many years avoiding the server aspect of PHP, I am now diving into it. This is a real-time chronicle of this journey. My first episode was going back in time, looking at ModPHP and PHP FPM. Last episode's starting point was looking at the term worker. It seems like all the app servers use this word. Worker is an important Lambda concept. The Roadrunner PHP app server has a section in the docs about workers. Reading these docs, I went through a typical three-stage personal experience. 1. It seems like I understand what I'm reading. 2. It feels like I should understand what I am reading. 3. I really don't know what I'm reading. Now, looking around the website, I had hopes that I could somehow find a new entry point into understanding PHP app servers. I noticed something that had not registered with me before. It is so important to Roadrunner that we know what language it is programmed in that it is proclaimed in the H1 tag on the homepage. There were 5 app servers I was looking at: Swool, OpenSwool, Roadrunner, FrankenPHP, and Caddy. Swool and OpenSwool are programmed in C. Hey, but the other 3 are all programmed in Go, and FrankenPHP similarly proclaims Go, and Caddy does so in its docs. Well, that was it for figuring out the term worker. I changed course and looked at the Go language. And what really intrigued me about Go was its origins, especially Ken Thompson. He worked at Bell Labs and was instrumental in creating Unix. Wanting a programming language that worked on Unix, he helped create the C programming language. Later on, at Google, he was one of a trio that created Go. After recording my podcast, my plan was to return to Roadrunner with the expectation that I would understand it conceptually, given a very basic understanding of the language it was programmed in. That did not happen. What happened was I continued delving into Go. In my 2 decades with PHP, no language has caught my interest until now. Go is different. It has definitely caught my eye. But exactly what it is about it that beguiles me, can't say. Well, I continued watching videos, reading articles, skimming the Go docs, scanning the Go library, and very, very much ignoring PHP application servers. On the one hand, for this episode, I do want to pop back to the app servers, but on the other hand, I have been going down a lot of rabbit holes and deeply learning immensely and forming a deep base with which to understand what is really going on. But it's made me late with my episodes, and I've been backdating these episodes. I want to take this step by step, this journey. I don't want to force things. So as much as I want to pop back to the app servers, I do want to get back on track with my podcast production schedule and do it before potential sponsorship. As well, I do think that this is an important pivot point. So I am going to go into the app servers in my next episode. Now, my guess is that one of the reasons why I need more than a cursory look at Go is that it is shattering my preconceived notions of what constitutes a programming language. I need to figure this out before moving on. Go came into being in 2007 as a practical answer to technical problems. The concern was conjuring up a solution to these problems. I certainly weren't worried about sticking to my preconceived notions of what constitutes a programming language. Well, Go has a production-level server, and PHP certainly does not. I thought a server was a server and a language was a language, but Go has a production-level server. The Go standard library has a bunch of packages under the net category for web server. The HTTP package provides HTTP client and server implementations. Go as a language has a template system for text in HTML. And I'm just very compartmental in my thinking. The server does this, the language does that, a framework does this and that, the operating system does something else. You know, everything's got their own little box. I have to break out of this thinking. When I set out to learn PHP app servers, I assumed that this meant that I would just be learning a defined set of server features. It's a server, so it does server things. As a PHP app server, well, I assumed that this was a server that did very specific things for PHP and did application kind of things, whatever that may be. Just as Go is not a language, as I typically think is a language, I now expect that PHP application servers are not what I typically think as a server. I originally started out thinking that I would just learn the functionality of PHP app servers. Now, I'm not sure what I expect a PHP app server to do. However, if it is so important for us to know that an app server is programmed in Go, then I assume that the things that Go does are super duper important to the people who develop these app servers. So I've been asking what it is about Go that is so compelling for PHP app servers. And in doing so, I have formed expectations of what PHP app servers should be doing. Perhaps you recall the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup ad, "You've got chocolate in my peanut butter. You've got peanut butter in my chocolates." Well, you have PHP in my Go. You have Go in my PHP. I expect PHP application servers to bring the best of Go to PHP. Maybe to bring PHP to Go. I came to this conclusion thusly. I imagine that the number one most compelling thing about Go is its concurrency. Please note that I have not actually confirmed this with any of the PHP app servers. I'm just forming my own personal expectations. My thinking is that if it is so important to proclaim that your app server is programmed in Go, and if Go's basic value proposition is its concurrency, then the PHP app server is, I assume, exploiting Go's concurrency. Otherwise, why bother with Go? So to get a sense of this expectation, I took a look at PHP app server's homepage for its number one feature. I took a look at a PHP's app server homepage, because I'm not going to mention who it was, for its number one feature. And I looked at its source code for hints on how it delivers Go concurrency to PHP. The first feature that hit me is that the PHP app server keeps your PHP app in memory, or something like that, so that it does not have to go through the app's entire boot up sequence each time there's a request. This makes things much easier. Now, wait a minute. My PHP loads PHP once, loads its settings and extensions once, and stores info across sessions. You do not need to use Go to deliver this feature. In my newfound expectations, this emphasis on caching PHP and or the PHP app, and I don't even know if caching is the right word, found it frustrating. This feature is not directly a result of something unique to Go. If it is so important to tell us that the server is programmed in Go, then what is it about Go that's so compelling? And what are you doing in the server that directly emanates from Go's compelling features? Well, from this frustration came my idea that the PHP server needs to be acting as a conduit to Go. One definition of conduit is a natural or artificial channel through which something is conveyed. You go through one thing to get to something else. Well, if the application server is a conduit to Go, then perhaps PHP devs could get to Go features directly by way of a PHP app server. A pretty crazy notion. I mean, from someone who didn't know anything about nothing, now I'm at this point, I think it's pretty crazy that I can program PHP in a way that directly utilizes Go concurrencies. Kind of bizarre. Go also acts as a server and can route incoming requests to methods. I do not understand the details of how this works, but I'm thinking, well, if I could use Go's native routing, then I could build this into my PHP app, and somehow this might be a good thing. I went into one of the PHP app server source code to find the exact spot where the app server executes PHP code, because in my thinking, this would be a key contact point of PHP and Go, sort of where the chocolate meets the peanut butter. Well, no, that's not quite what I'm really, really thinking, because what I'm really thinking is heresy. And being the lead organizer of Toronto area PHP groups and doing PHP podcasts, maybe I should keep this to myself. My journey is not supposed to turn into getting into another language, but that's just the half of it. I did, after doing that, my second podcast episode of this series, I sat down and did my first Go Hello World, and I've been dabbling a little more, and I'm going to be dabbling a little more, and using Go on its own intrigues me. But using both Go and PHP at the same time really intrigues me. If I can somehow use the Go to route to PHP code, if I get that PHP code to use Go's concurrency, maybe I can skip the PHP app server for some use cases and just do it on my own. I don't know, kind of heresy right there. Now, I dived into the source code to find that magic moment where the Go application server executes PHP code, and all I found was a lot more confusion. And the routing came to the fore because the latest Go version 1.22, has more expansive routing. So where am I now? I'm still looking at Go. I have just a moderate compulsion to actually program in Go, more so just so I can understand what I'm reading in the Go docs. And of course, so that I can recognize Go things in the PHP app servers. I want to recognize PHP app server features that are clearly Go features. And I want to better understand PHP app server source code, so that means having some kind of working knowledge of Go. I think I have a sliver of possible reality about melding PHP and Go by way of an app server. There are many, maybe not, rereading this, there are many such app servers, and perhaps a way to differentiate one from another is to expose Go's features directly to PHP, not merely to use Go to build an app server's feature, but to have a facility where a PHP dev can use a Go feature directly. This would mean that we would have to code PHP in a specific way to use these app server features. I thought, sure, Go listens to a port for incoming requests, but can't really act as a server. What about the vhost? What about virtual hosts? Well, there are third-party Go packages for vhost. There's Go packages for all sorts of things. The community is huge and robust. So I have started going back and forth with Go and app servers. I don't think I'm really going to have a finishing point with Go and then popping back at that point to app servers. I'm just going to go back and forth and back and forth simultaneously as I go. Because if my expectation is that there is some kind of melding, then I got to go back and forth. I expect some features to come from Go directly. I expect some app server features to be developed for the app as value-added features. But I kind of expect, and really just hope, maybe there's going to be a way of this melding happening. You know, I had a sense last episode that looking at the Go language directly would be an integral aspect to understanding modern PHP app servers. I have no doubts about this anymore. And next episode, I will be looking at PHP app servers, maybe as a group of them, maybe just pop back to looking at Roadrunner. We'll see where my journey takes me. Thank you for listening to this 19th episode of my Bob Bloom Show, PHP Developer's Guide to PHP Servers and Serverless Part 3, Further Prelude with Go. My next episode is scheduled for May 1st, 2024. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.